Hi, everyone. We took a little break from the show for the past few months due to various reasons, but we are happy to announce that 66 Degrees of Sound is back.
We are, and we will be doing things differently now and spicing things up. Starting this week, this show will be a thrice-a-week release with one artist spotlight episode, one event and news episode, and one playlist episode.
Episodes will come out every Tuesday, Thursday, and Saturday in the aforementioned order. Follow us on Apple Music or Spotify or wherever you get your podcasts to get every hot new drop.
And now, onto the show.
You're listening to 66 Degrees of Sound, a show by the Reykjavik Grapevine where we cover the newest music being released in Iceland and the hottest events happening in Reykjavik.
We are your hosts, Johannes Bjarkason.
And Rex Beckett.
Okay.
What's up, everybody? Welcome back to 66 Degrees of Sound.
Welcome.
How's it going, Joey?
I'm great. How are you, Rex?
I'm all right. Yeah. Just a lovely Thursday morning.
Lovely Thursday morning.
Yeah, apparently.
We love Thursdays.
We love Thursdays.
Like the Danes always say, it's Lille Fredag, which means Little Friday. And I kind of have to agree with the Danes here.
Yeah, ever since you taught me that one, I can't like unhear it. You know, I was just like constantly thinking like, oh, Little Friday.
A bit. I'm moving very fast here, but
that's cool.
I was speaking to a friend of mine the other day who was asking me about my time in Canada, you know, the promised land.
Sure. Oh geez, that's a tough expression these days.
Where I lived for about a year in 2022, and you know, my friend was asking me, you know, how was it? How was it? And you know, what kind of stood up for you? And I said, you know, yeah, it's sort of like it's more American than I had previously thought.
Sure.
And this story is, I'm going to cut back to your, you know, sort of your welcoming statements here.
Yeah.
Because you asked me how I was doing.
Yeah.
And you know, I said, you know, it's more of a diet America than I had previously thought, and a lot of hey, how's it going sayings. Mm-hmm. You know, hey, how's it going? And my friend, he started talking about like he used to live in Edinburgh in Scotland,
okay.
And he had a neighbor, which was this quintessential stereotypical Brooklyn hipster kind of guy.
Yeah.
Like with the twirly mustache and everything.
Wow.
Like working at a Scottish microbrewery and stuff. Anyways, and this Brooklyn guy, he keeps, you know, whenever he meets my friend, he says, hey, how's it going?
Uh-huh.
And my friend studying in Edinburgh, and he goes like, you know, it's, you know, I have a couple of papers that I have yet to write and stuff. And you know, he kept doing this until one day he realized that the American guy was never asking
like how
he
are
was
you?
Doing.
Yeah, yeah.
He was just greeting.
Yeah.
He was saying the equivalent of hello.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is, something that I also realized during my stay in Diet America.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
It's like
those are my two cents.
Yeah, it's never like it's never actually asking how someone is.
No.
When a North American asks you like, "Hey, what's up?" Or like, "Hey, how are you?"
Right.
It just means hello.
It's the same sort of conundrum you have when somebody says, "What's up?"
Yeah, and you're
or
like,
what's up? Are you saying hi?
Yeah, are you asking me what's up or my friend's kid, I'm currently temporarily staying with a friend of mine, and their teenager, oh no, did you just spill your coffee?
It was very small.
It didn't hit anything.
Wow.
So it just went on
the
carpet, so we're
going to
have
a
chronic coffee smell
nice.
In our studio. But that's fine. I mean, that's
a nice aroma.
Grapevine vibe.
We're coming back. We're coming in hot.
I'm introducing a new smell by Fisher Scent.
Yeah.
It's beautiful carpet coffee.
Oh my god, we should pitch that to them.
Yeah,
that would be great. I would burn that candle.
Carpet coffee in
record recording studio.
Grapevine Studios.
I mean, I have been to Sin Fang and Kjartan Holm's studio.
Doesn't it smell amazing?
It smells like carpet coffee.
It smells like carpet coffee.
Okay. Yeah. No, they do smell like Fisherson candles, yeah. but you know, I feel like carpet coffee recording studio is a very Fisherson vibe.
Yeah.
We've gotten off course, haven't we?
Huh?
Oh yeah, no. Just my friend's teenager has leaned into the solution of when you ask them what's up, they say chicken butt. And I'm like, that's a perfect response every time.
It's a great response. A bit about the Fischersund Sinfang studio.
Yeah.
I mean, I bet that place smells amazing.
Mm-hmm.
For those of you who don't know, Fischersund is a perfumery or
it's a shop that specializes in
a
lot of perfumes and
scented
candles.
Yeah. They're not sponsoring this episode, no. Although.
Well, they did win the best shop.
They did.
Yeah, they are the
in the best of Reykjavik.
Yeah,
yeah. Imagine having a place or a house where people come and their first thought is, "This smells amazing."
That's
because usually when you go into somebody else's house, it's like, "Oh, it smells funny," or "It smells different from mine."
Well, it's interesting you should mention this because I, earlier this year, got a really fancy Fisherson candle.
Awesome.
And I was burning it in my room, like, all the time. It just died. I'm so sad. R.I.P. Fisherson candle.
Mm-hmm.
But
rest in wax.
Rest in wax, yes. And I decided I would continue on this trend of fancy candles.
Oh.
And so I'm constantly burning fancy candles in my room.
It's a gateway.
Yeah.
I mean,
well, it's literally part of my goal in life these days is to have a very nice smelling home.
Mm.
So it's very interesting you bring that premise because that's sort of like how I'm living now. It's like I just want people to walk in and feel like, ooh, nice. Like
and be like, oh, Rex is better than me.
Well, I am.
Of course.
No, that is not true. I'm pretty much worse than everybody. But my dwelling smells nice. Okay. But like, how would you describe the scent in your home?
I don't know because it's totally. You can never judge it by yourself.
Mm, yeah.
You don't realize you have a smell until somebody else, comes in and says, whatever.
Well, I think in both of our cases, whatever other smells there are, they're just masking up cat crap.
Yeah, and that's definitely the case in my home. But
you can't combat the cat poop.
No, whatever you do, whatever you do,
whatever you do.
Anyways. moving from cat poop to
fun shit this weekend.
Oh yeah. We'll be giving you a rundown of some of the most exciting happenings this weekend in Reykjavik and around town.
Yeah, we got a couple of special events too.
Yeah.
Highlight.
Yeah. So like. Before,
yeah,
we re-updated the show.
Yeah,
we sort of did like a whole bunch of events,
mm-hmm.
but now we only have two,
mm-hmm.
so that gives us more time to go in depth.
Yeah,
about each and every one.
Yeah,
or about both of them.
100%. And I mean, it's always a bit tough to make a decision.
Oh,
or
yeah.
To pick selection. So,
absolutely.
You know, we don't want to, we're definitely not disparaging anyone by picking certain events.
No, and we're not saying these are the only two events you should check out.
Yeah, there are so many.
There are so many, and that's one of the hardest things about our job.
Yeah, which you can find weekly in our online events roundups,
uh-huh.
written by our wonderful Ira Zubenko.
Uh-huh. And if... Yeah. You have an event you would like to plug yourself,
mm-hmm.
you can go online to events.grapevine.is and post it there.
Yeah, please submit those. We will get those up online. And
and who knows, maybe one day we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
In this episode.
Yeah. 100%. There's 60% of the time there's a 100% chance we will talk about it. To quote my imaginary boyfriend Paul Rudd in Anchorman.
Mm-hmm. Cool. Anyways,
moving on. Yeah. the first event that we are talking about on this episode is a show on Friday at Mengi with Nanna, Raquel, and Salome Katrin at 8:00, and tickets are 4,800.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a pretty nice lineup.
It's a triangle of greatness.
It is not a triangle of sadness.
No, not sadness.
No. Yeah, yeah.
A triangle of greatness.
Mm-hmm.
Nanna is, of course, Nanna from Of Monsters and Men.
Mm-hmm.
Whose solo album is about a year old now.
Yeah.
And we covered In the Grapevine last year. It was out May 5th, 2023. I remember the day because this was my first cover feature.
Yeah, it was a really good one too.
Thank you.
You started off with a bang last year. Yeah.
And we had a very nice chat, and Nanna is a very sweet person.
Yeah.
And she has been in cahoots with sort of the more up-and-coming female singers and musicians in Reykjavik, which are, including Nanna and... No, sorry, including Raquel and Salome Katrin.
Mm-hmm.
They are involved... They have a sort of an extensive friend group which all includes great, fantastic musicians.
Yeah.
So this friendship has actually led off to a more tangible outcome, which is this upcoming event.
Yeah. And this show seems quite interesting because, you know, they're performing their own music, new music in new or older material in new contexts.
Okay.
As well as new music, and creating an environment with their backing band of, you know, local greats that will potentially be transforming the works that we know on their recordings into more experimental and improvised and completely different sort of beasts than what we are familiar with.
Yeah,
or,
exactly.
You know, if our listeners are familiar with, I mean, Nanna's music is quite ubiquitous, and we would hope that you are. Raquel and Salome Katrin are quite prominent at this point as well. And,
absolutely.
You know, have really wonderful albums on the record. but in this space with a band that includes, you know, Ingibjörg Elsa Turki and Tumi Arnason and Björk Brjánsdóttir.
Right.
Like creating a bit more of an environment where they can mess around.
Mm-hmm. And what a great place to mess around. Mengi is, of course, the hub of experimental and sort of experimental music and art in Reykjavik.
Yeah, it's kind of where you go when you want to mess around.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. So that's going to be very interesting to see.
Mm-hmm.
We talked a bit about Nanna, but Salome Katrin, she won the Icelandic Music Awards for her album in 2023.
Yeah.
While We Wait.
Yes.
I believe it's called.
Yeah.
Which was an EP, collaboration EP with Raquel and another artist named Sar or Sara Flint.
Mm-hmm.
And then Raquel, of course, has been, you can find her, it doesn't matter what I'm listening to, there's always like one degree of connection to Raquel.
Yeah.
Either she's on the record or
producing it or involved in it somehow, had
her hands in it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's going to be an interesting show to witness this triangle of greatness mess around with her old material and as well as, yeah, producing new music.
Yeah. And like on Tuesday, we released our episode with Scylla, you know, the first episode of our new format here and talked about how Scylla's, you know, the video for BSC's new song was done with Snæfríður Sól, who's like a very distinct visual artist.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Raquel and Salome Katrin and Nanna as well all also have that facet of working with visual artists who are very distinctive, and mm-hmm. they're also very connected with the sort of grassroots arts community.
Absolutely.
Salome and Raquel in particular being very interlinked with like the Gallery Flyði.
Right. Yeah,
and,
yeah, yeah.
You know, a lot of folks in the Hopknot House mm-hmm. Community. So yeah, I would not be surprised if this show also involves like a particularly distinct visual element,
mm-hmm.
or just something very visually engaging as well as audio feast.
I mean, if you just take a look at the poster on the event, you can tell like Atlaoui's person studied that. Atlaoui made this. But I also want to talk about the fact that, you know, of course, Nanna's solo album came out last year, mm-hmm. and that was quite kind of a big event. Of course, she's a huge name,
yeah.
With her band of Moses and Men, of course. And both Salome and Raquel have solo albums
mm-hmm.
On their, you know, on their backs. They have released solo stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'd like to see more of that.
Yeah,
I love their music. They're just, yeah, wonderfully talented.
Mm-hmm.
And Raquel and Salome, if you're listening, we want more.
Yeah, please release more music for us.
That's all I have to say.
Maybe they're currently doing that. Maybe they're off hiding in the studio.
Yeah.
Slaving away.
I hope so. I don't hope they're slaving away, but...
No, me neither. That's a poor choice of words. Rex, get it together. Yeah, but that should be a very interesting show, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah.
Yeah, that's happening in Menki on Friday, April the 19th. And they say 4,000...
Oh, yeah, did I say 20th earlier?
I think you said 20th, but that's okay. Yeah. Friday the 19th of April. They say 4,800 Icelandic krona for a ticket,
mm-hmm.
but they also say that it's a pay what you can, more if you want, less if you need.
Yeah,
right,
which is very nice. Yeah, it's a sliding scale, but and the tickets are only sold at the door, so there's no pre-link, but we will link the event in our show notes,
mm-hmm.
and you can go check that out and
put
that on your calendar.
Yeah. So, Rex, all this talk about their music makes me want to listen to some of it.
Oh, yeah?
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's a great idea. Yeah? What do you have picked out for us?
Well, what I have picked out is the track Disaster Master by Nanna, which came out on her debut solo LP, How to Start a Garden, last year, as I mentioned.
Wonderful.
This is Disaster Master by Nanna.
To the chaos, waiting up for Helios. Bottled up with my emotions, another drink to calm the ocean. Breathing out so I can breathe you. Could be my phantom limb, and then I lay on your shoulder to sleep all over again. Yeah, I think I can go for it. Even Pluto was a planet, was a planet. But I'm addicted to disastrous thinking, and I think that you are. Just swept through this town, we barely made it through. Ooh, ooh. another solstice, summertime, sleep paralysis. There's a glitch that I cannot seem to fix, back again where I started the trip, where I started to trip. 'Cause I'm addicted to disastrous thinking, and I think that you are too. A tornado just swept through this town, we barely made it through. Yeah, I'm addicted to disastrous thinking, and I think that you are too. A tornado just swept through this town, we barely.
Nice. So, also speaking of wanting more recorded music from Salome, Katrin, and Raquel, on Saturday, April 20th, it is an annual celebration worldwide of recorded music with Record Store Day.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The annual celebration of recorded music.
Of recorded music. Of records.
Of records.
Of records, yeah. And record stores and employees and people that work with records. Yeah. I mean, Record Store Day started back in 2007, or I think the first one was in 2008, but it's like a concept that goes back quite a while. Mm. It was like kind of during that peak of like the revival of vinyl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, the hipster vinyl crate digger revival.
Yeah.
Turned it into this celebration of, you know, record stores being back, baby.
Uh-huh.
But now it's sort of become, I think, a really important event. I think in the sort of rise of streaming being the predominant way in which people listen to music,
yeah.
I think the sort of original intent of Record Store Day and what it is now has like shifted quite a bit. But I think there's something just like so important and wonderful to it that like the record store itself as a space, mm-hmm. you know, being a really special place that you just don't get the same effect when you're just streaming music.
Yeah, absolutely. So, and yeah. You know, especially the social impact of mm-hmm. record stores. Mm-hmm. I mean, most of the record stores, or not most of them, but like what we have seen in Reykjavik these last couple of years is record stores moving completely, shifting completely from just being a storefront mm-hmm. concept where you go in, you exchange your currency for mm-hmm. goods and services. thank you.
That was wonderful. That was beautifully put.
That was a Simpsons quote, by the way.
Yeah, it was wonderful.
Okay. And yeah, I mean, what we've seen in Reykjavik is these record stores are sort of transforming into more of a hangout mm-hmm. spot, cafes, bars.
Yeah.
I mean, Tónar.
Huh? Venues.
Venues, yeah. 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 In our last episode, in mm-hmm. our spotlight with Silla from BSC, she was talking about their latest concert, which was exactly held in Smekklisa,
yeah.
which is of course more or less you know it's a record store, but
yeah.
And then Tólltónar, what we see with Tólltónar is that in our latest best of mm-hmm. issue, Best of Reykjavik, which is what the Reykjavik Grapevine puts out four times a year.
Yeah, our tastemaker side project. Yeah,
Tólltónar is completely dominating the drinking and nightlife, mm-hmm. or you know, I say dominating, I think they have 2 awards.
Yep,
they won best bar, I think.
Yeah. So I chaired that panel, and it was, you know, I've chaired the best of drinking panel several times over mm-hmm. the years, and this was, you know, a nice comeback, and I was really pleasantly surprised because Röntgen have been the mm-hmm. holder of the best bar award for
a bar.
Yeah, it is a bar. And they'd been holding it down for like 3-4 years. Mm-hmm. And then the panel of people who are, you know, fine connoisseurs mm-hmm. of Reykjavik's bar scene just overwhelmingly were like, 12th or not, best bar.
Yeah.
And I was like, whoa, like that is saying something.
Curveball.
And it also got like the best place to start the night because you know it's not open late, but mm-hmm. it's really transformed, like you say.
It's
crazy.
So that's that's an interesting shift we're seeing in Reykjavik.
Yeah,
don't know how it is elsewhere.
Yeah, me too. I wonder. But 12th or not will be one of the local record stores which will be hosting mm-hmm. specific Record Store Day events. Mm-hmm. They will have DJ Olidori yes. playing in the evening. They will have special Record Store Day releases. Mm-hmm. They will just be blasting music and having a good time and, you know,
nice.
Have their delightful staff at the bar holding it down.
Yeah. Yeah. And the Alta Music Record Store will also have something going on.
Mm-hmm.
In their event, they say that they'll have a bunch of special Record Store Day releases where it's a first come, first serve type of thing.
Mm-hmm.
They are also open a little bit earlier than usual.
Nice. And what time do they usually open?
I don't know what time they usually open, but this time around on Saturday they will be opening at 10.
Nice.
In the morning.
I suspect probably on Saturdays they usually open around noon.
Yeah, that makes sense.
Yeah.
And then we also have this is out of Reykjavik but yeah. still in the vicinity. This is Plötubúðin in Hafnarfjörður.
Yeah. That's one I'm not familiar with, but that's your neighborhood.
It's my home turf.
Yeah, what's that one like?
That's a great shop, yeah. Lovely stuff, and it's in the same building as the studio, mm-hmm. which I now forget the name of, but
nice.
Totally escaped me the name of the studio, but it's a legendary studio. I should know it. However, if you're in Hafnarfjörður or just want to make a trip out of the city, then head to Plötubúðin. They're going to be opening earlier than usual, and then they'll have a bunch of record store day specials and coffee. And coffee.
Yeah, it's always the kind of day where, or it's always a pretty big day for people releasing new music that can pretty much either only be purchased on record store day, mm-hmm. or is like, yeah, they're just very, very special releases. That's become like kind of a popular thing as well.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was surprised that I haven't seen Lucky Records or Reykjavik Record Shop announcing any events in their premises, but I wouldn't be surprised if they are, you know, they're just not maybe like putting it out there, but they'll have stuff happening too. So
they usually do. So.
Yeah. So if you're just in the, you know, the downtown core, Reykjavik Record Shop and Lucky Records are ones to check out. And even if they don't do anything dedicated, those mm-hmm. are great record shops.
Absolutely.
And Smekleisa as well.
Yeah, Smekleisa too. Rex, do you have like a favorite record store day memory?
I do, but it's not like a local one.
That's fine. I don't have a local one either. So.
No, so my favorite one was in Montreal. Mm. I went to a record store day release at a shop whose name I cannot remember, but it was in my neighborhood. It was on Park Avenue. It's a real hipster place.
Oh.
And Owen Pallett, who at the time was still going by Final Fantasy, and he's a violin pop player who was one of the original string musicians with Arcade Fire and stuff like that. Okay. But he was doing a solo show, and everybody was sitting on the ground, and he wasn't wearing shoes, and we could smell his feet.
Oh, they didn't smell like Fischerson, did they?
No, they did not smell like Fischerson, but they didn't smell too bad. They just smelled like, you know, feet.
Okay.
But like, not like, just like, oh, we can smell the socks. It was like charming.
Yeah. Okay.
And yeah, so, and I think he did...
Nice.
He did a lot of like, because he like loops... He was like, you know, violin and looping, very like Patrick Wolf. I don't know if you remember him.
No.
If you knew him, he's a British guy, but like, he did a cover of Peach Plum Pear by Joanna Newsom, and it was just delightful.
Nice.
Just wonderful. It was still one of my favorite tracks I've ever heard. So that was a nice one. Yeah.
Cool. And who knows? Maybe you'll have a record store day memory. You two can think about. I'm talking to you, the listener.
Mm, mm-hmm.
You know, further down the line, if you attend Record Store Day in Reykjavik, maybe you'll have a story you can tell.
Yeah.
Your grandchildren or something.
Someday, when records are obsolete.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a good one? A good memory?
I just remember attending it when I was in London.
Oh
in
yeah, nice.
2014, I went to Rough Trade East.
Nice.
And picked up a single by Off.
Oh.
Punk band.
Oh, I don't know them.
Yeah. I think I've lost the record, but it's probably somewhere in the house.
Oh, man.
I don't have a clear memory of what happened, but there was some band playing.
Yeah.
A whole bunch of people. But, you know, it was nice to experience it.
Generally cool vibes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's East London. It's sort of goes without saying.
Where is Rough Trade East again? Is it in Hackney? Shoreditch? I'm just going to start naming.
Yeah, just start naming East London neighborhoods,
East London
and
neighborhoods.
I'll pretend like I know what you're talking
about.
Yeah. No, I think it's. I don't know.
No.
It's been a while.
Yeah.
So
I've never been to that one. I've only been to the Rough Trade in Brooklyn.
You know, so. I could.
You could Google it.
It's close to Brick Lane. Yeah.
Brick Lane. Okay.
It's there.
Nice.
I don't know if that's Hackney or whatever.
But
anyways, this is the Reykjavik grapevine, not the London grapevine.
It is
not.
So No. Exactly. No,
you can't count on us for being experts in other other cities.
No, so. But didn't your brother live in London for a while?
He did, but yeah. I didn't, so...
No, yeah. That's true. That's true. No, I just, you know, just forcing you to take on your brother's memories and
yeah.
identity and all that jazz.
Yeah.
No.
But yeah, that's happening on Saturday, April the 20th. If you're in town, head to some of your local record shop on Record Store Day.
Yeah, with guaranteed events at 12 Tonar, Alta, and Plötebuðin.
Yep.
The last one being in Hafnarfjörður. And
what is this, the Hafnarfjörður Grapevine?
It is now, yeah, yeah. That, well, I mean, because of you.
You're right, yeah.
And, I mean, if you're not in Reykjavik, check out if there's some local Record Store Day stuff happening in your neck of the woods and
yeah.
go buy some Icelandic music.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, feed sure. our economy, please.
Huh?
Feed our economy, please. Fucking economy. Oh, my God.
That's yeah. our two events for this week.
Yeah. Do you have any plans this weekend?
This weekend?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Probably Record Store Day.
Yeah? Is there anything you're looking forward to buying? Or is there any records you've been
the thing
eyeing?
The thing is that I just recently got myself a record player.
Wait, did you not have a record player before?
I did, like, when I was a kid.
Yeah,
or a teenager,
yeah, yeah.
But most of my adult life, no, I haven't.
Oh, no way.
Yeah.
Oh, that's fascinating.
I've collected a bunch of records over the years.
Sure, 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 sure.
You know, it's sort of an experience when you go abroad
yeah.
to visit a record store.
Yeah.
And, like, a lot of my friends do this.
Yeah.
They purchase, like, a lot of good vinyls and stuff.
Yeah. Take advantage of the lower prices.
Yeah, but like, even they don't have record players.
So interesting.
So I'm like, why would I buy a vinyl record?
Yeah, when you don't have a record player. Yeah.
Yeah, it does make sense to me. But anyways, so I've started collecting again. And I think actually I have a gift card to Smekklisa, so maybe I'll put it to good use.
Oh, hell yeah. That's awesome. Nice. I love that. My actual record player is currently packed up in storage.
Yeah.
But luckily, the friend I live with also has a record player.
Sweet.
And a giant record collection.
Awesome.
So, yeah, might go scoop up some stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The latest record I got was the new Ben Frost.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Nice,
when,
nice.
While writing this feature with
yeah,
him
yeah.
from our March issue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. He handed me over a copy of his new album Scope
Sweet.
Neglect.
Nice.
And that sounds really dope on record.
Cool.
But he's also released some limited edition tapes. So
nice.
This isn't cassette day, which there
no,
is
no.
a thing.
Yeah.
But
is that a thing?
Yeah. I
okay.
think Pan
hmm.
like Extreme Chill Space Odyssey
yeah.
had a cassette day event.
Okay.
Yeah. But yeah.
yeah,
that's a whole other thing.
It's a huge community.
Yeah.
It's actually a huge community. Like, I'm not just saying it's huge.
Yeah.
But it is huge.
Like the cassette community?
The cassette community.
Yeah. It's those people. That is like nerd central. I love it.
Yeah.
I love it. Yeah. Yeah. Well, we love a music nerd.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, if you are looking for more events and these don't catch your ear or eye
mm-hmm.
or your interest, head on over to events.grapevine.is and check out a plethora
mm-hmm.
of stuff to do while in Reykjavik.
And,
I mean, the possibilities are endless.
Yeah, and also if you have anything coming up that you would like to promote for completely free on that site,
mm-hmm.
just go ahead and make yourself a free account and submit your events. And we would be happy to advertise whatever show, art gallery, workshop, dance event.
Yeah.
You know, just upload that, you know?
Nothing would please us more than you uploading your event to events.grapevine.is.
We would enjoy that very much. Okay, Yoey.
It's time to call it quits.
Off like a dirty shirt. Let's go out on one of those tracks from Ben's new album, Scope Neglect. This is the track Load Up on Guns, Bring Your Friends. See ya.
Bye.
66 Degrees of Sound is a podcast production by the Reykjavik Grapevine, hosted by music editor Johannes Bjarkason and listings editor Rex Beckett. Editing and intro music by Rex Beckett. All tracks played on the show are in accordance with STEF, the Composer's Rights Society of Iceland. Follow the Grapevine on Instagram at @RVKGrapevine, on Facebook and YouTube at The Reykjavik Grapevine, and our websites grapevine.is and events.grapevine.is. Thanks for listening.